All right, Nick Massaris is actually joining us to speak about Massaris Nuts and Crisps. We're talking about something that's quite an important issue. We often discuss the baskets of goods and your basket of food goods in particular, and how expensive it is, how food inflation doesn't seem to be actually indicative of exactly how food prices are going, with petrol prices going up very soon. That is an input that will certainly play a role in that. And I don't know if you've noticed how potato prices have actually gone up in the last few weeks. The rest of us hadn't noticed, but thank God Bruce is back because he picks up everything. What he noticed in particular was that when he walks to the shopping center, well, through the grocery store, it's not just the potato shelves that are indicating an increase in potato prices. It's actually potato chips as well that seem to be impacted. It's a very quick knock-on effect. We want to hear from Nick Massaris, general manager at Massaris Nuts and Crisps, exactly why that is.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Nick Massaris, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
Likewise.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
Certainly so. Carbs, our favorite. I always argue my mother must have eaten a lot of potatoes when she was pregnant with me, because I can't live without you guys. But now, prices are making it seem like I might have to. Have you observed prices shooting up?
Yes, indeed. We've had a rather bad potato crop in South Africa. The farmers in the northeast of the Republic have basically had almost a disastrous crop due to the cold snaps that we had earlier in the winter. And as a result, there have been very, very poor yields on the crops, and that obviously affects price. So if you go to the market, you're looking at anywhere between 80 and 100 rand for a 10 kg bag.
Sure. Which would have been priced at about how much before?
Under 60. It depends on the grade, but okay. you're looking at anywhere between 40 and 50 rand.
Sure. Okay. So almost a doubling there. Actually, a doubling. So
pretty much.
I mean, this was a very quick pass through to the chip industry. I didn't realize it happened that fast. How much has it impacted the prices on your end?
Well, we are. We're actually sitting without potato supply at the moment. We've had intermittent supply over the last 3 weeks, and it is a problem. We're trying to source potatoes wherever we can, but we're fighting against the likes of Simba and Willards and your McCain's, and you know, everybody is pretty much in the same boat.
One of the things that's also an input for you, and that has been a concern for us through our evaluation of the food price, the food basket over the year, is oil. You know, vegetable oil. Is that something that's an input that's gone up for you?
Absolutely. We're pretty much facing daily price increases, which have been affected by the downturn on the economy due to COVID and the COVID lockdowns internationally. Basically, it's slowed up supply. Containers are being held up for months because ports are working at 50%. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Petrochemical, all our packaging is a knockoff of that industry. So basically everything's going up. Flavoring the potatoes at the moment, the oil, the packaging. I mean, all the raw materials are going up, so it does have a major impact.
No doubt, the insurrection didn't help.
No, well, yeah, that basically did have an effect. Basically, the major retailers lost a lot of stores, which has had an effect on my supply. Oh, without a doubt.
Nick, I mean, it just seems like it's coming from all sides. If anybody is looking forward to a good election outcome, it's got to be a business owner at this particular time, in terms of all of these prices can actually be, I suppose, ameliorated by good policy management. In the meantime, though, do you think you might see some sort of normalization within the cycle?
Well, in terms of potato price, you know, as the new crops are harvested, I believe that you'll see a normalization in the price. Prices will definitely come down again. But when it comes to most of the imported raw materials that we use, with the South Africa being now junked and our exchange rates not being the most, how would one say, competitive. I think we will see some normalization, but it's not going to be fantastic.
All righty. Well, now I have to comfort eat. I'm going to need the chips. Nick, we'll keep a close eye on what's happening in the market and, you know, wishing you luck, because it's not an easy, these aren't easy conditions in which to operate. But, you know, we're all kind of trying to fuss bait and looking forward to some kind of normalization soon. Thanks for giving us some clarity on this.
Well, thanks very much for having me.